Hello, Audio Boo. Hope you're doing well. This is going to be a review. I haven't done a review in a while, but I haven't read much. I started this book a while ago, actually. And I kind of stopped and started reading, not because it's not good, but just because other things have been doing other things. Like, I was reading it before I went to Cardiff. I posted a boo. Hope you enjoy that, from Cardiff, and I started reading it before Cardiff, so during Ramadan, so yeah, quite a while, been reading it for quite a while, as I said, stopped and started it. It's really, really good, though. I think it was good that I kind of stopped and started so I could take it all in, because it was quite, the book was, is called, The General Son, Journey of an Israeli in Palestine. And it was kind of a book that I decided to read because, obviously, you know, I've always felt passionately about the Israel-Palestine conflict, and obviously in view of the events that have been happening and unfolding, kind of tried to keep up with it a little bit, hence me going to the protest the other day and things like that. So I found out about this man called Miko Peled, who wrote the book a while ago, quite a while before any of these recent events have occurred. Found him on YouTube, but I think it was it was when the UN voted for Palestine to be recognised as a nation of sorts, and there wasn't many countries that voted against it, ours being one of them, Great Britain, America, Israel, and a few others. I don't really remember their names, don't want to remember them, but anyway, he was really inspiring. He's this, he's Israeli-born, Jewish, not Zionist now, as I've gathered from the end of the book, but he grew up a Zionist, and he grew up in Israeli society, and he had a very fixed preconceived notions about Israel, Palestine, Arabs and Jews and their place. His father was a general, very well known general. He knew Benjamin Netanyahu. He knew the previous prime ministers. Apparently his father didn't like Ben Gurion very much, which is quite funny. The book details his journey from that, and how he, you know, his niece Mada died from a suicide bombing, and from there he just became a lot more curious, and obviously with his grief he just wanted to know why someone would be driven to that, and he had a lot of fear, which is really interesting because he doesn't come across as that, because I believe, you know, he overcame that, and he's been through this journey. So finding out all about the beginnings and how he's changed and evolved as a person and how his ideas have evolved, really, really was enlightening to me. But anyway, I discovered him on YouTube, and he was just speaking a lot of sense about Israel and Palestine and what was going on, and he seemed very, you know, well read. He wasn't just saying things out of the blue. He justified his arguments well, like his arguments were well grounded and stuff, and so I was curious, and now, like, I always had in mind I wanted to read his book, but kind of never got a chance, not even a chance, but just never got around to doing so, but I've always wanted to, because, yeah, he seemed like a really cool, interesting, and intellectual, like, wise character. So I was like, okay, cool. So anyway, I was like, this is obviously the perfect timing. everything has its timing, as they say, and so, yeah, as I said, it's in 5 parts, so in the beginning you learn a lot about his roots, his family. His father was, you know, he could have been a cabinet minister, he could have even been a prime minister, because after he waged war and won against Egypt, he controlled Gaza, and he was one of the governors of Gaza, or the governor, I'm not sure, something like that. And he witnessed or heard of eyewitness accounts of atrocities, and I could not ignore it. And he wasn't an emotional man. In the book, he was very portrayed as not an emotional man, but quite a rational man. And he, he's like, war served its purpose, and I think that Miko emphasized that he was still a Zionist till he died, and yet he was like, if he had lived longer and seen that Israel didn't change and were occupying a nation and using brute force in order to dictate laws that were different to each people, like, if he had lived to see that, he would understand. And because obviously his son Miko understood, he didn't have those thoughts, you know. As I said, he grew up an Israeli, a Zionist, very staunch Zionist. And his journey is just amazing and inspiring, and I like the whole thing where he completely overcame his fear. Like he said, when he first drove through Ramallah and West Bank, he was like thinking, oh, am I going to be beset by Arabs that are going to like mob me because I'm a Jew and stuff, and they were just like so normal and welcoming. And he was like, there's such similarities between the two cultures, and people need to, like, this fear is just ingrained into us, like, society ingrains this fear and indoctrinates. Like, he's very outspoken, has very outspoken opinions about these things, and I think that's what I admired about him, because I like people that are outspoken and just speak their mind, and, you know, he makes sense. I was like, you know, I feel the book portrays that very well, and I like learning about his roots and his family and his children and his wife. That was nice, a little nice background, not just like heavy political stuff, but also lovely light things about his different members of his family. That was really nice, because obviously family makes you who you are. I also liked learning about the different people that he's met, both Arab and Jewish, who kind of, you know, influenced him. And I love the fact that he's a karate instructor and how he kind of teaches karate to loads of different people within and without within Israel, without and in Palestine, and then obviously in the USA, because that's where he lives. I don't want to overdo it, because I don't, obviously, if you want to read it, I think it's a really interesting and inspiring read. Yeah, I mean, it enlightened me about just different cultures, really, and him, his journey, and how he changed as a person, and how, you know, he was always a bit of an outsider, but he realised his calling, and he realised that people did agree with what he said, and his father... His father's legacy, he's, you know, doing his best to make that live on, because very respected leaders like Arafat called his father the father of peace, Abu Salam, which is such a sweet and nice and venerated title to be called, isn't it? You know, especially in view of what's happening and what has happened. So yeah, I recommend you read this. I have so much more to say, but I'm going to cut this short. Please read this book. I recommend it. And look up his YouTube videos. He's a really good speaker too. Okay, bye.